And this Democracy Now! Program is a really good example, not just of the insufficiency of journalism for we the people. I mean, it serves power well enough. And in this sense, they can be, you can think of it, they can be like soldiers who are incredibly heroic, and yet in fact, serving an ultimately harmful project. Journalists too might see themselves as patriotic, involved in a fix-it project, if not for a nation, then for an ideology, like democracy. So this program helps us see that harm results when journalism is abstracted out or independent of a global plan, for it forwards this rootless, bootless problem ad infinitum. Here they broadcast Alaa Abd El Fattah's plea, this clear plea, if phrased generally, for assistance, which our common humanity yearns to answer. This is Egypt, for love's sake. Egypt, which with Tunisia led the way, and yet we do nothing. But once the media show is over, it's on to the next thing to divert and entertain its audiences, divert us from our heavy chains of boredom and service to we know not what, akin in essence to that Afghan child suicide bomber, tool of those who serve ideas instead of life. So what does working with the entire populace mean? How do we make our discussion of these issues ongoing, such that when we hear pleas from Egypt, the Ukraine, from South Africa and Spain, we're ready to respond? And in what way do we incorporate listening to our bodies into this plan? Beyond, that is, incorporating food, song, and dance in our movement. And to what degree do we emphasize the need to develop our thought? Because it is ultimately this that the state wants to render harmless, speaking in terms of the broad populace. And this state project is endorsed by almost all media outlets, by providing no means for us to develop our thought collectively. Because for authentic thought to come and be developed, we need independence from the state, which fosters division, trains us to think that we're better than our brothers and sisters. So just as the state stands in the way of our pursuit of happiness, it stands in the way of developing our thought. But what's key is seeing that the state has followed Bentham's and Plato's advice and ensures that it delegates itself to every corner of our lives, i.e. is totalitarian. But what is also key for our rebalancing is seeing that we have the means, finally, to accelerate the unraveling, the center loosening, losing its hold. And that means trusting that what we are inherently needs no management, but only honoring.